It's a long way through the horse's digestive tract. In a moment, we'll tell you just how long it really is. Welcome to this podcast from the Rutgers Equine Science Center. The Equine Science Center is a unit of the New Jersey Agricultural Experiment Station at Rutgers, the State University of New Jersey. It is recognized worldwide for its mission of better horse care through research and education to advance the well-being and performance of horses and the equine industry. Horses have evolved as grazers that spend up to 16 hours a day eating pasture grasses. They are non-ruminant herbivores, also known as hindgut fermenters, and their digestive system reflects this. To understand how a horse gets its nutrition, we have to know how its digestive system works. Everything begins in the mouth, where abnormal dentition predisposes the horse to weight loss and choke, an impaction of poorly chewed dried feed in the esophagus. All horses should have regular tooth care. Food travels from the mouth through the esophagus to the animal's stomach. The horse's stomach is small, which limits the amount of feed a horse can take in at one time. An average 1,000-pound horse has a stomach with a capacity of only 2 to 4 gallons. In the stomach, hydrochloric acid and the enzyme pepsin are secreted to begin the breakdown of food. Horses cannot regurgitate food, so if they overeat or eat something poisonous, they cannot vomit. From the stomach, food travels to the small intestine, which is 50 to 70 feet long and holds 10 to 23 gallons of material. Proteins, fats, some carbohydrates, and most of the vitamins and minerals are digested and absorbed here. The remaining material travels to the cecum, which is 3 to 4 feet long and holds 7 to 8 gallons. The cecum contains bacteria and protozoa that help digest fiber and soluble carbohydrates. Detoxification of toxic substances also occurs in this organ. The cecum empties into the large intestine, which is made up of 3 parts, the large colon, small colon, and rectum. The large colon is 10 to 12 feet long and holds 14 to 16 gallons. The small colon is 10 feet long and holds 5 gallons of material. The rectum is the end of the digestive system. Horses are unique because they do not have a gallbladder, which affects their ability to digest fat. They can adapt to utilize up to 20% of fat in the diet, but fat should be introduced gradually and in small amounts. It will take 2 to 3 weeks for the digestive system to adjust. If you add up the total capacity of the horse's digestive system, it is close to 100 feet long and holds up to 56 gallons of material in the average 1,000-pound horse. Horses require 6 main classes of nutrients to survive. They are water, carbohydrates, proteins, fats, vitamins, and minerals. Energy is often confused as a nutrient. A horse cannot physically consume energy, so it is not one of the 6 nutrients. Energy is a requirement for sustaining life and is provided by the carbohydrates, fats, and proteins the horse digests. Of all the nutrients, water is the most important. Horses cannot live long without it. They generally drink about 2 quarts of water for every pound of hay they consume. The animal's water requirement may be 3 to 4 times the normal consumption in high temperatures, during hard work, or if a mare is lactating. Signs that your horse may need more water include decreased feed intake and decreased physical activity. Signs of dehydration are dry mucous membranes in the mouth, decreased capillary refill time at the gums, and dry feces. Possible causes of water deficiency include no water source, inaccessible water source such as frozen or contaminated water, low palatability of the water, or illness or excessive sweating in the horse. Always make sure there is an adequate, clean supply of water available for your horse. In our next podcast, we will discuss carbohydrates, proteins, fats, vitamins, and minerals. The information in this podcast was derived from the Rutgers Cooperative Extension Fact Sheet number 038, which is posted on the Equine Science Center website. It can be downloaded at www.esc.rutgers.edu.